here's a story from The World.
When the world economy ground to a halt last year, many workers learned exactly what essential meant. For bus drivers, doctors, and grocery workers, to name just a few, working from home was mostly not an option. Also on the list, workers at U.S.-owned factories in Mexico. A partnership between the U.S. and Mexico got thousands of these workers vaccinated this summer, but some worry that won't be enough. The World's Daisy Contreras has our story.
Several large buses pull in and line up in what looks like a parking lot. White tents are set up and nurses are waiting outside. Border Patrol officers are also there.
We have staff here ready to receive the buses.
A day of vaccinating workers is about to begin. This is from a video taken by a volunteer last month at the entry point in Tornillo, Texas, about 1 hour southeast of El Paso. These buses were bringing in workers from Mexico to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Then, in a few hours, they were back home across the border. The workers are from maquiladoras. Those are mostly U.S.-owned factories located in border towns in Mexico, manufacturing everything from car parts to furniture.
We're in the middle of the morning. We opened the booth at 5 in the morning.
The idea of a cross-border vaccination program came out of California back in May, and then got replicated elsewhere along the border, like Hidalgo County in Texas. Officials there say the goal is to keep the economy going, especially the supply chain between Mexico and the U.S. Hidalgo County Judge Richard Cortez insisted these vaccines were not being taken away from eligible U.S. citizens.
This program is taking leftover vaccines that are soon to expire and vaccinating maquila workers before the vaccines are destroyed. We think this is a good thing.
And factory owners covered all the costs. But the vaccination programs just ended in July. The U.S. hasn't extended the permit to continue, and the U.S.-Mexico border remains closed to non-essential travel. Only U.S. citizens can freely cross. Some supporters of these cross-border vaccine partnerships say more are needed. Others say the effort came too late. People like Julia Quiñones, she's the director of Comité Fronterizo de Obreros. It's a nonprofit organization that works with maquiladora workers in Piedras Negras in the state of Coahuila, Mexico. That's right across Texas.
Son las dos cosas. Por un lado, sí se necesita, pero no necesariamente de Estados Unidos.
O sea, Quiñones says vaccination rates do need to go up, but she doesn't think all of the help needs to come from the U.S. There are more vaccines available in Mexico now, but people are not showing up. She thinks that if the U.S. and Mexico had started their cross-border vaccination much earlier, when Mexico didn't have vaccines, interest would have been much higher.
Pero llegó tarde. Yo creo que ahorita ya hay muchas vacunas, entonces como que están sobrando ahora vacunas.
Now many workers are feeling too comfortable, she says. Some factories have stopped mask mandates and social distancing. She says there is a false sense of security. Lydia Ikeda is worried that on top of that, there is also vaccine hesitancy. She's with the University of California, San Diego Health. She helped with the cross-border program when it began.
So with the Delta variant, it's even more urgent that we vaccinate everybody that we can.
Right now, what matters is winning over those still on the fence. Ikeda says if booster shots are needed in the future, she wants to make sure maquiladora workers will be some of the first to receive them.
Again, that border is this imaginary line through our land, but we're really one community, and you can't get away from that.
Maquiladoras are the bread and butter for these border towns, and the health of their workers reflects the health of the community on both sides of the border. For The World, I'm Daisy Contreras.
From PRX.